B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A girl walking her dog discovered a kidnapped man who was tied up and locked in the trunk of a car. You probably saw this.
Yes.
The 17-year-old girl, was on Lindsley Avenue in Irvington, New Jersey, when she heard an odd scratching sound coming from the back of a parked Nissan Altima. She investigated the sound and said hello, and somebody inside the trunk responded, "Hello, help me, help me, help me." The girl alerted her mother, who called police, and she said it was just like out of a horror movie. Cops rushed to the scene, found a man bound in his 20s inside the trunk. He reportedly told police he had been carjacked overnight, had driven around to ATMs by the kidnappers who forced him to withdraw money. And chillingly, investigators speculate that the kidnappers may have been planning to return for the victim on Thursday and forced him to withdraw more money after his daily ATM limit reset. He was wearing only a hooded sweatshirt, and temperatures dropped down to, like, the low 10s overnight. It could have killed
him. Could have died, yeah. That's wild.
Yeah, exactly. Information. There's information about what led up to the shooting of an Indiana State trooper allegedly perpetrated by his son. This is really chilling. It was his 11-year-old son that was arrested. The boy told police he'd been planning the shooting since school that day. He's now facing charges of attempted murder in juvenile court. He's 11 years old.
The little stinker.
And the document shows how the boy got a hold of his father's gun to do it. His father is Trooper Matthew Mikowski. And apparently the boy was angry because his parents took his video games away.
So he figured he would kill them.
Yeah. He told police that he had been thinking about shooting his father since school and devised a plan because, quote, he was done with all of that and wanted it to end.
Do you remember when you just not eat your broccoli?
Mikowski told police that his son shot him and that he must have retrieved his firearm from his parked vehicle outside his home. And that's exactly what the boy told police.
Wow.
He went to the dad's car three different times to look for the trooper's firearm. The boy said he went into his parents' bedroom with the gun and decided to wait about 10 minutes until his dad rolled over and was facing away from the door so that he wouldn't see me shooting him, is what he said.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. When Mikowski began screaming, his wife went to look for her son and found her husband's duty weapon on the floor. She took the gun but saw her son walking up the stairs with a BB gun and his dad's taser. And that's when she locked the door and called police. When officers got there, they handcuffed the boy, took him in for questioning. The boy told officers he wanted to play PlayStation, an Xbox, and a computer. And if he didn't get them, there would be a, quote, part two.
Whoa.
Yeah. According to investigators, Mikowski is steadily improving. His son appeared in court on March 5th for an initial hearing, and he'll be in court back in April.
So 10th. This is like a Michael Myers, you know, situation. An
11-year-old knew what he was doing, wanted to murder his father. Wow. All right, little lighter note. Nobody likes to be stereotyped, but it still happens. An article in February's MIT Technology Review delved into research by a mathematician on what's called the hipster effect, specifically how the population of hipsters initially act randomly but then undergo a phase transition into a synchronized state. In other words, hipsters want to be different and nonconforming, but eventually they all end up looking alike.
So eventually there's like a pack mentality.
At the end of February, an irate reader emailed the magazine complaining about the article and also claiming the magazine was guilty of slander as they had used his photo in the article. But the magazine double-checked, and the Getty Images stock photo used in the story was used appropriately, and furthermore, the model in the photo wasn't the angry reader after all. So it totally fits with the tone of the article.
Just assumed it was him.
And the reader responded to this saying, "Wow, I stand corrected."
Oh, man. Thanks for making the point.
This is another. I tried to juggle these because I told you there were a lot of psychos on the weekend. So
murder.
I tried to juggle the, give you one lighter and one heavier. How about this one?
One murder, one hipster. One murder, one hipster.
I don't have all hipsters, but I got plenty of murders. A Mississippi man shot and killed his wife and two other people at her birthday party last week after she tried to stop him from driving drunk. Michael Barnhill is charged with 3 counts of homicide and 2 counts of attempted murder. Witnesses told investigators that Marley Jones Barnhill kept the keys to the couple's truck during the gathering Friday, the night before what would have been her 27th birthday. Apparently, according to witnesses, Michael became drunk and belligerent during the course of the evening. The others discouraged his drunkenness, and he became angry and combative. Marley kept the truck keys. Barnhill got a pistol out of the truck, slapped a cigarette out of her hand, and shot her in the chest, and then fatally shot the party's hosts, too. Jeez. Dude killed three people right then and there because he wanted to drive, and he was drunk. Two other women went upstairs to protect the 10-year-old son who was asleep. Barnhill left the home but returned while deputies were there, and he acted as though he didn't know what happened. Of course, the surviving witnesses were there, and they identified him as a shooter, and deputies arrested him after a brief struggle.
You talk about people who, when they drink, they believe it's just a turnkey way to just unleash their, you know, I'm going to do what I want to do.
Yeah, that's, this guy wanted to kill three people, apparently.
Dear God.
A German man has been sentenced to life in prison for poisoning his co-workers' sandwiches with mercury and other substances over several years, leaving one in a coma and two others with serious kidney damage.
How's your peanut butter sandwich? Is it good? Yeah, it tastes good. You like that? I put a little something in it. It's called love.
A judge found the 57-year-old defendant guilty Thursday of attempted murder and gave the maximum possible sentence. The man, identified only as Klaus, was arrested after surveillance video showed him putting a suspicious powder on a colleague's sandwich.
Hans, how's that roast beef sandwich? You like to read that taste?
When authorities searched his home, they found a primitive chemistry laboratory in the basement and a substance that the judge described as more dangerous than all combat agents used in World War II.
Wow. What?
Klaus refused to speak during his trial, and his motives remain unclear. Prosecutors believe that he wanted to see his colleagues physically decline.
Where did he work?
At a metal factory.
Yeah, two of them suffered chronic kidney damage from poisoning with lead and cadmium. Both men face a heightened risk of cancer, and a 23-year-old trainee fell into a coma and has permanent brain damage. What a psychotic individual.
That has to be a life sentence for this.
Yeah,
lunatic.
He got a big sentence. I do know that. The maximum sentence, which I don't know what it was, so... That's very wild.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
A South Florida man spent what was supposed to be his wedding night in jail after breaking the nose of another man who refused to move out of the way of the beachfront wedding pictures. Jeffrey Alvord was arrested after the beach brawl. Alvord said that he was on the beach getting ready for his wedding to start when Trevor Mooney was sitting in front of the wedding party and blocking the camera's view.
Trevor Mooney, huh?
Alvord said that he asked Mooney to move, but he refused, so Alvord offered him $20. Alvord said Mooney told him that he would move for $50. When two of Alvord's groomsmen tried to talk Mooney into moving, Mooney stood up in an aggressive manner. Alvord said he felt threatened, so he punched him in the face before the wedding guests separated them. Mooney provided a sworn written statement to police saying that he'd just been sitting on the beach for hours when three men asked him to move. He said they said that they would give me $10 to move. I said $20. The long-haired guy in the tan suit became irate. Someone grabbed me and held me while the guy with the long hair and a bun struck me in the face three times in a row.
So one guy's long-haired guy in a suit, the other guy has a bun.
Yeah, someone grabbed my belongings and threw them across the beach. Mooney said that he wished to press charges because his glasses were broken during the fight. So it's a couple of different stories there that they have to sift through.
I can't see without his glasses.
Police said an intoxicated man was arrested Wednesday for lighting bottle rockets inside his home and being uncooperative with officers.
Well, shouldn't you be able to light off bottle rockets in your own home?
You should be able to do whatever you want to in your own house, right. Damn it. United States of America.
Exactly.
Officers contacted Christopher Vance, and witnesses told police that Vance was intoxicated and breaking bottles in front of his home and then lighting off bottle rockets inside. Police said officers arrived and observed Vance still lighting off the bottle rockets.
See, I'd break the bottles inside my home and set off the bottle rockets outside.
And when they asked him to stop, he refused. He then continued to be uncooperative.
I don't want it.
And he was arrested for disturbing the peace and using bottle rockets in the city.
It's my own goddamn bottle rocket.
A woman has been charged in Malmo, Sweden for squishing a packet of Swedish Gradbullar chocolate cream balls into the face of a stranger at the local IKEA.
Run that by me one more time. What was the food item?
It's called the Gradbular chocolate cream balls.
They sound good. And she crushed them into the face of someone at an IKEA.
Yes, that is correct.
Now, the food at IKEA, we've said many times, is actually very good.
Yes. You can't get more Swedish than this story. The woman was charged with harassment with her victim, a 34-year-old man demanding 7,000 kronor for upset caused and 500 kronor more.
I want some kronor for the stuffing of the balls in my face.
For the cost of dry cleaning of his leather jacket. She had more or less admitted to the action, but she's not willing to pay the damages, the prosecutor said.
What the hell you want?
The dispute began when the man's daughter, who has a mild mental disability, was holding on to a railing, blocking the way for other customers. While others went around her, the plaintiff, a 34-year-old man, claims that the woman forced herself between the child and the railings. He shouted at her that she was a javla idiot, or a bloody idiot. At first, the woman simply walked on, but 15 minutes later, she decided to find the man and confront him. She eventually tracked him down, waiting in the queue at the restaurant, tapped him on the back, and asked him if he had been the one who had called her an idiot. When he said he had been, she took out a packet of the creamy chocolate balls, pulled off the wrapping, and shoved them in his face. And he didn't like that.
So she, all this prep time, she's opening up the package and pulling out the balls and getting ready for the face shoving.
Yeah.
And he just stood there watching?
Maybe he wasn't expecting her to shove.
What are you doing there with them there balls?
Those in the face.
Yeah. Did you guys see that the clue on Jeopardy last week where it's illegal to name your baby IKEA in Sweden?
No.
Okay. I'm the only one on the show that saw it, but I found that fascinating. Yeah, I found that fascinating.
One last story. Here's another psycho in the news. A woman is facing charges after police said she shot her boyfriend after an argument over his snoring. Units were initially called out to the home in reference to a shooting. Upon arrival, the 47-year-old Lori Morin and her boyfriend, who was the victim of the shooting, told officers that the shooting was accidental. As officers continued to investigate, they found that the shooting occurred during an argument between the two over the victim snoring loudly.
So the victim wasn't snoring at the time. They were fighting over this person snoring.
Correct.
Huh.
Officials believe the argument escalated to the point where Morin retrieved a shotgun and shot the victim.
While it's insane, I know sleep deprivation can make people do crazy things.
Both the suspect and victim are believed to have been drinking leading up to the incident.
Well, that can also cause it.
The man was, plus this is in Florida.
Yeah.
The man was...
We're almost obliged to shoot someone for snoring.
Taken to the hospital and is in stable condition. Morin was charged with attempted murder and aggravated battery.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.